Live from Inglewood, KTYM Radio, it's time for The School of the Prophets with Evangelist Stephen Benson, teaching on the end times. So get your Bibles and pen and paper handy. Let's study the Word of God. I'm Phyllis Banks. You're listening to the School of the Prophets this wonderful Sunday. And thank you for listening. The School of the Prophets is brought to you by Inner City Missions, the corporate ministry of Evangelist Stephen Benson. For more information about the ministry or to contact him, visit our website, innercitymissions.org. That's inner-citymissions.org. The School of the Prophets is also brought to you by Ivy McNeil and Wyatt, a professional law corporation, successfully representing individual clients, public entities, and corporations for over 30 years with excellent results. For an appointment, call 213-489-0028. That's 213-489-0028.
Talk to me. Oh. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Welcome to this week's edition of the School of the Prophets. I'm Evangelist Stephen Benson, asking you and thanking you for tuning in to this program. You are in the School of the Prophets. If you tune in here at KTYM, 1460 a.m., 1 o'clock on Sundays, we're here bringing the prophetic word, teaching what God has said about our generation through the oracles of the prophets of the Old Testament scriptures and the New. And so we are glad that you tuned in, and we'll continue with our subject. We're looking at the Lord's judgment of the church in the seven letters to the seven churches out of Revelation, chapter 2. We're at the church at Thyatira. We've been here for a couple of weeks now, and we're going to depart from the text, but still deal with the church at Laodicea. In that regard, turn in your Bibles, if you can, to Revelation chapter 2. And let me read verse 29, the last verse of the letter to the church at Thyatira, because from here I'd like to launch our study for today. Jesus concludes what he has said. We've read this letter two or three times on this broadcast already. If you have not been with us, read the contents of the letter where it ends. The first of the last four letters has a change in its ending. The first three letters to the seven churches end with the promise to the overcomers. But the last four of the seven letters to the churches end with the exhortation to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. As we read in verse 29 of chapter 2, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We need not only the contents of the letters from the Lord Jesus to the church, we also need the help of the Holy Spirit to help understand and apply these truths. And we must have a willing spirit to hear. We must be willing to hear. As Hebrews 3 says, if you harden not your heart, if you will hear his voice, Hebrews chapter 3, harden not your heart. And so if you've been tuning into this program on Sundays, and then you know that we are dealing with a very heavy subject. We're dealing with the Lord's judgment of the church. And as Peter said in his epistle, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And we are that house, the household of faith, if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And so hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I've dealt with this letter, as I've dealt with the other three letters, on three premises, a three-pronged approach to understanding this letter, dealing with the acronym PA. PA stands for present day actualities, that is the conditions of the seven churches as addressed by our Lord in the letters. Then the second line of interpretation was to see each letter to each church as prophetically anticipating the course the church age would take from its beginning in Ephesus to its end in Laodicea. We've seen in that regard how Ephesus represents the apostolic church, the church in the first 75 years of its history. And then the church at Smyrna, the letter there, represents the church age under persecution by the Roman Caesars, beginning in 64 A.D. with Nero and ending with Diocletian in 312 A.D. Then Pergamos represents the letter prophetically that represents the church in a marriage to the state when Constantine the Great became a Christian and abolished crucifixion as a means of capital punishment and eliminated the persecution of the church by the Roman Caesars and actually aided in the church's growth during his tenure as the Caesar, the Roman Caesar. He was converted himself, and the church under, while he was as the Caesar of Rome, the church compromised in many of its ways and accepted a lot of Babylonians' practices into the Christian faith, and thus the church was married to the state when Constantine the Great made Christianity the state religion. Idolatrous temples became Christian churches. Idol gods became dead Christian saints. And on the compromises.